ABC Family presents Christmas Caper, starring Shannon Doherty and Ty Olson. New York. A beautiful house is lit up with Christmas lights. A guard stands watch outside. From a ceiling panel inside the house, two burglars dressed in black slide down a rope. One immobilizes a security camera without the distracted guard noticing the flicker on his monitor. They make their way downstairs to a large lit display cabinet. One burglar removes a balaclava.
We are good.
Talent for breaking and entering is unmatched, Catherine.
I had a good teacher, didn't I? He taught me everything he knows.
Not everything, my dear. There's still one lesson left.
Kai, I already told you. I'd only break your heart.
Disabling the cabinet alarm, they become tense hearing bells jangling.
You have company.
Hey, you.
She feeds the dog a biscuit.
Central, we got Mr. Thurgood.
Outside, a limo approaches the house.
Okay.
Catherine removes a large pink diamond from the display cabinet.
Cleopatra's eye. It is beautiful.
Good evening, sir.
Getting to feel a lot like Christmas now, isn't it, Ronnie?
Hey, get your own meal ticket.
My mask.
I'll get that. You finish up here.
All right.
By the way, Catherine, the final lesson, never trust a thief.
He takes the diamond and runs.
Oh, no.
Hold it right there!
Security sees Catherine as they enter the house. She is chased upstairs.
Son of a...
Oh, no, you didn't.
Her way in has been closed up. She has no choice but to jump from the roof. Landing safely, she looks back at the guard, then runs away. The Stormy Bahamas.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're all gonna have to sit tight. Nothing is leaving the Bahamas until this storm passes. However, we're offering a complimentary champagne breakfast for any inconvenience.
I don't have another babysitter. Yeah, I know we said we'd be home today, Verda. Brian's working on it now.
I'm going to the bar.
Yes, no, I realize you have plans for the holidays, but maybe you could just put them off a day or so. I'll call you back.
I can't believe this.
You know what I can't believe? I can't believe that you took me on a company retreat the week before Christmas.
So this is my fault. You know what? You're right. What was I thinking? I should have known that a tropical depression was going to form in the Caribbean. Is that it?
Well, statistically speaking... Sorry. What are we going to do, Brian? It's a week before Christmas. Who's going to stay with the kids?
What about your parents?
Seniors cruise.
Okay, Think. Who was smarter than us and stayed home the week before Christmas?
Savannah, we're going to find someone. It's going to be okay.
How can you be so calm? Aren't you worried about our children?
Of course I am. Give me a page out of your book.
They call everyone they know.
Really? 11 relatives in town. Well, Annie and Parker, they don't take up much room, and they love leftovers.
Now, I realize that Parker sold your dog on eBay, but in his defense, he got such a good price.
No, really. No need to explain. It's bad timing.
Annie just adores your little Emily. They would have such a... Is that so? Well, I think when Annie called her small-minded, she meant it in a really positive way. Okay.
Oh, you're out of town. Okay. Wait, didn't I dial your home number? Isn't that your dog barking?
It's a gas leak. So, I mean, laughing gas or...
The flu, huh? Mm-hmm. And what are your symptoms exactly? There's no one left to call.
No, there is one person we haven't tried.
Who?
Brian raises his eyebrows.
Oh, no, you can't be serious.
What other option do we have?
She is completely unreliable.
Beggars can't be choosers.
She's selfish. Impossible to talk to.
It's only for a couple of days.
A department store in New York City. Duffy, a store worker, and Catherine sit talking.
I told you that guy was no good.
Really not helping, Duffy.
Excuse me, portable phones?
Portable phones are an aisle 8, ma'am.
Don't you think it's time you give up your job here at the Big Buy?
What, give up my insurance benefits? I mean, maybe I could have taken early retirement if you come through on this diamond, but now? Now I'm going to be hustling DVD players off the loading docks for the next 20 years, if I'm lucky.
Duffy, I never promised you that you could fence the diamond. I said that I would introduce you to Clive, that's all.
Still, it's a little disappointing. Anyway, you're going to need to lay low till this thing blows over.
Catherine's phone rings.
This better be you, Clive.
No, Kate.
It's your sister.
Savannah, can I call you back?
It's an emergency.
You know I wouldn't call you unless I needed your help.
What do you know? Miss Goody Two-Shoes needs help
from her no-good sister.
Forget it.
What's going on?
Well, it looks like Brian and I are stuck in the Bahamas.
And our babysitter can't watch Annie and Parker.
I just need you to stay with the kids just for a few days till we get back.
Okay, Savannah, you know how I feel about coming home. And besides, I have a lot on my plate right now. I don't think I can.
Kate!
The suspect is a young woman, approximately 5'2" with dark hair. Authorities say it's just a matter of time before the brazen thief caught here on surveillance during her dramatic...
On second thought, Savannah, a hometown visit might be just what I need.
Kate looks at a mugshot of herself on television. Comfort Town, USA. Population 4,875. Kate arrives outside her sister's house in a taxi.
Merry Christmas.
For you, maybe.
Inside the house, the childminder hoovers. The kitchen is filled with smoke. Inside the oven, there's a turkey with sparklers alight in it. Parker emerges smiling.
That's so not funny, Parker.
Not bad. Grade school inspiration, but I'll give you an A for execution.
Parker did it.
Rule number one, never flip on a partner.
And Kate? Is that you?
The one and only.
What are you doing here?
I'm here to babysit.
Mom wouldn't do that.
Oh, but she did.
Have a great holiday. Check is in the mail, etc., etc. See ya.
Those children are the spawn of Satan.
Yeah, we like to think so.
Yes.
Okay, bye. Bye.
Kate sees out the childminder.
You're smaller than I remember.
We're not small. We both rank in the 50th percentile on the height chart. That's perfectly normal.
Smaller and argumentative. Don't worry, kid. I'm only here until your parents get back or something fresh hits the news. As long as you stay out of my way, I'll stay out of yours. Deal? Awesome.
She high-fives Parker, but Annie refuses to do the same.
Have it your way.
This is gonna be so cool.
Kate looks around her sister's room.
Very chic, Savannah.
am I in the 99 cent store?
What are you doing?
So staying out of each other's way is off the table.
Are those my mom's slippers?
Yeah, so?
So? They don't belong to you.
And your point is?
Taking things that don't belong to you is wrong.
What are you, the slipper police?
No.
Is there anything else that I can help you with, little uptight person?
We're hungry. It's meatloaf night. We have meatloaf every Thursday.
Sounds good. Let me know when it's ready.
Annie shrugs and is seen in the kitchen with many ingredients and a boiling pot of water. The smoke alarm is triggered.
You know, your brother really needs to come out with a new gag.
What? It wasn't me.
Come on!
Parker is behind Kate. They look at Annie downstairs. Later in a coffee house.
Don't I know you? Yes, you're a legend. You stole the school mascot when my sister was a senior.
Sorry, it wasn't me. Besides, I didn't steal the mascot, I just set him free.
Can I ask you a question?
You know I'm not really a big fan of questions.
Why don't you ever come see us?
Oh, well, that's easy. I don't like it here.
What's not to like?
The house, the dog, the 2.5 kids, the whole stagnant, conformist, prepackaged existence.
We don't have a dog.
And there's only two of us.
Okay, you're just missing the point. Just the name of the town alone, comfort. Can you think of anything more skippy, doodle, propaganda-riddled than that?
Later that night, Kate and Annie are watching a film.
What's with you?
I miss Christmas.
It's only a couple of days away. I think you'll make it.
I mean, it doesn't feel like Christmas. It hasn't snowed. Mom and Dad aren't here. We don't even have a Christmas tree. We always decorate the house as a family. Don't you ever miss Christmas and comfort, Aunt Kate?
Nope.
How come?
I don't really believe in Christmas. Not anymore, at least.
Mom said when you left here, you lost your heart.
Well, we can't always be perfect like your mom, can we? Only room for one of those in a family. Where do you think you're going?
Out?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Is that right? Knock yourself out.
That's it? No rules, no words of wisdom?
Don't do anything I wouldn't do? Is that enough wisdom for you?
Parker leaves.
Don't worry, he'll be fine. Nothing ever goes down in this town. Here it comes. Everybody hugs. Merry Christmas to all. Everybody lives happily ever after. Like, that ever happens, right?
Kate calls Duffy. Annie is listening in on the conversation.
Talk to me.
It's Kate. I can't take it here. It's like I've died and my past has come back to haunt me.
Oh, that's a great idea for a book.
What's that noise?
What? Oh, it's the janitor.
What are you still doing at work this late?
Grammy kicked me out.
Well, it's about time. What did you do?
Nothing. Grammy's got another new boyfriend.
Duffy, I need your help.
You do realize that your face is all over the news, right?
I mean, it's like you're famous, or is it infamous? I think it's infamous because it's a bad thing.
Duffy, concentrate.
Great, get a pen.
And write these down. Byron Fitzgerald, Dashiell Henry, and sometimes Henry Crane, all right? Those are Clive's aliases.
Put the word out for him, and don't forget to check five-star hotels.
The good life is his weakness.
A police car approaches the house.
Okay, whatever you do, do not tell them that I'm here, okay? Understand?
What do you want me to say?
I don't know, just make something up.
Evening, Annie. Your folks at home?
Nope, but Aunt Kate is. She told me not to tell you, but it'd be wrong to lie, don't you think?
Yes, it would. Why don't you go run and tell your Aunt Kate that I know she's here, okay?
Aunt Kate!
Kate freezes in the window she was about to climb out of.
Thank you.
As they wait, Annie mimics the sheriff's movements.
Okay, you win.
As Kate walks downstairs, they recognize each other.
Hello, Kate.
You totally had me with that outfit and this. I mean, obviously a fake.
It's not fake, Kate. I'm the sheriff in Comfort now. Didn't you hear?
I thought Savannah was kidding. Although now that I think of it, that would be pretty out of character for her. I mean, they gave you a gun?
Yeah, that's usually how it works. Now I'm all like...
Hilarious.
Listen. We need to talk.
The fact that we dated for 4 years means absolutely nothing now.
Touching that you remember, but it was 5.
4 3/4.
No way.
Yes way.
Okay, you're right. Anyway, that's irrelevant.
It doesn't have to be.
I'm not 16 anymore, Kate. It's not that easy.
Can't really blame a girl for trying.
She holds out her wrists, ready to be handcuffed.
I caught him cracking the valve in the hydrant all over Maine. Water caused an ice slick on the road. Could have caused a nasty fender bender.
Wait, this is about a prank?
Parker's lucky someone didn't get hurt, Kate. It's not funny.
Of course. Upstairs. Now!
From behind her, Parker walks upstairs.
The Hank Harrison I knew invented the hydrant gag. Now you're busting kids for it? What happened?
You invented the hydrant gag, not me. And I grew up, is what happened.
You certainly did. Quite nicely, I might add.
Coercing an officer, Kate? Careful. I may need to arrest you.
Arrest? I think I should go. Actually, maybe you should go.
Why? What's the hurry?
We'll do lunch sometime. Coffee. A donut, maybe.
Okay, you're up to something, Kate Duff.
Why do you say that?
Because you're doing that thing.
What thing?
Tucking your hair behind your ear. It's your towel. You do it every time you're guilty about something.
I do not.
Now you're lying. You're fidgeting.
Okay. Call me.
After Hank leaves, Kate angrily runs upstairs to find Parker.
Before you kill me, cheer me out.
Fine, you've got 30 seconds.
I feel like I can't live up. Like I'm struggling under the weight of modern peer pressure. Okay, I'm exerting my own social independence. Too much violence on television?
4 more seconds.
Wait. You said not to do anything you wouldn't do, right? Well, the way I hear it, you weren't exactly an honest student either back in the day.
Time's up. Fine. You got me on a technicality. But don't ever put me in that position again. I mean, do you know what would happen if Hank had realized...
Realize what?
That you're a delinquent is what. Don't let me catch you leaving the house again, okay?
This is gonna be so cool.
I clipped the wrong way.
Early the next day.
Scared me.
It's a school day.
I don't go to school anymore, Annie.
No, but we do. Need to make sure we get dressed, eat a healthy breakfast, brush our teeth for 1.6 minutes, pack us a balanced lunch, and drive us to school. Mom keeps a type record of our schedules. Parker's is highlighted in orange. I'm pink, of course. Likes, dislikes, dietary restrictions, grid of our activities. Feel free to refer to it any time.
2 words, Annie. Hokey day.
Parker! Aunt Kate says we can stay home all day. We'll read books and bake cookies and play ice bucket.
Kate covers Annie's mouth. Later, they arrive at school carrying a bag each of fast food.
There's a word for people like you, Aunt Kate.
What word is that exactly?
Cranky.
Well, I'm not really cranky. I'm just not a morning person. Here, take your balanced lunches.
Awesome.
There you go. Annie, what time do I pick you up?
Where do you put Mom's schedule?
Cut me a break, okay? Just tell me what time.
School starts at 3, but we...
Okay, that's enough. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
back at the department store.
Now, the beauty of this puppy here is how comfortable it is. Kids fall asleep at the drop of a dime, and my kid actually cries when I take him off of it. Billy, that's his name. Yeah, he's the apple of my eye. His mother left us. It's actually quite a tragic tale. Say, do you want to go for coffee or something? Because there's just something about you that makes me feel kind of vulnerable or something. Okay, well, I'm here open to close. 7 days a week. Duster.
Please tell me you found Clive.
I'm trying.
I actually did carpool this morning.
Look, I've called everyone I know. The word's out. What more can I do?
I dumped every dime I had into setting up that score, Duffy. Right? I need to find Clive, and I need to find the diamond.
Look, you know as well as I do that a guy like Clive Henry doesn't get found unless he wants to be.
I also know that Clive
hates hanging on hot goods. It makes him anxious. He'll fence the diamond, and when he does, Duffy, we're going to be there.
Okay, look, I really hate to rain on your parade here or whatever, but...
You're going to really have to come up with a plan B because you're way too hot to come back in the city.
I'm not staying here.
Look, all I'm saying is do what you do best. Throw
together a score, get some money in your pocket, and that way if we don't find Clive...
You'll have a little nest egg to get started again with.
I'll see what I can do. Just
call me if you find out anything, right? Anything at all.
Yes.
Kate looks through her sister's things and sees a DVD entitled Summer of 84 Savannah and Kate. She puts it on. The footage shows the young sisters playing together in a garden. Kate smiles wistfully. In the sheriff's office, a police officer scans through mugshots of the day on a computer.
Dirtbag. Multiple offending dirtbag.
Morning, Gary.
Morning. Anything interesting on there today?
Usual.
There was one APB that caught my eye, though. Big jewel heist in the city the other night. NYPD's casting a wide net.
Is that so? Wow. Well, you keep on top of that, okay?
Will do, Sheriff.
All right. Now, in the meantime, if we could catch up on the backlog files, that'd be great.
Or I could...
Hank silences him with a glare.
Filing it is, Sheriff.
Thank you, Gary.
Kate pours herself a coffee and sees a neighbour peering in. She is very prim and proper and carries gingerbread cookies.
Hello, 1990.
Hi there, Katie. It's me, Holly. Holly Bishop. Holly Barnes now. I was on drill team, remember? You stole our uniforms out of the locker room on homecoming day?
I did.
So you're in from the city, huh?
It's been a long time.
Right, well, here's a little something to welcome you back to comfort. So? Well, I'm president of the Neighborhood Association's Christmas Committee.
Of course you are.
Looks like the Christmas fairy forgot to pay a visit to the Cooper house. Savannah did tell you she's hosting the Christmas party, didn't she?
Yeah, of course she did.
It's in 2 days.
You know what? Don't worry about a thing. She'll be back. And, no, excuse me. It's been really fun, but I kind of have to wash my hair. Hey! Toodaloo! Bye-bye!
Back in the Bahamas, the storm rages on. The hotel guests are restless.
Everyone, gather around.
Psst, what are you doing?
Hey, right there, guys, talk.
Come on.
Honey.
We're all feeling tense, and I think what we need to do is to come together as a group. You know, maybe relax with some Christmas carols.
Come on, everybody, he's right. A little singing may do us good.
I think he's right.
Deck them all with bows of holly, tra-la-la-la. Tis the reason we are jolly, tra-la-la-la-la-la-la. Now our day in barrel, tra-la-la-la.
You just thought it all wrong.
Brian looks sad.
Join us in our Yuletime carol.
Kate takes out a rubbish bin and sees the neighbour opposite fall off a ladder whilst putting up Christmas lights.
Now that's entertainment.
I ended up getting the all-terrain bicycle and helmet. My husband would be furious if he knew how much I spent. I had to wait in line for 5 hours to get Brittany's doll. It was the last one. The man behind me offered me $400 for it.
Two well-dressed women walk by.
Overpriced toys, electronics, and bling. These are a few of their stealable things.
She watches a delivery man unload several parcels.
Come on. Hello?
Don't you sound happy?
Hey, did you get a flight out yet?
No, not yet. Not until this storm passes. So, how's it going?
Honestly, I don't know how you live here. It's as bad as I remember.
It's that bad?
Savannah, I'm sorry. It's okay.
No, it's not okay. I can't believe I did this to my kids.
What, subject them to their awful influence of an aunt?
That's not what I said.
Tell me something, Savannah. How many people did you call before you called me?
What number was I on your list?
That many, huh?
Look, can we not get into this? I really want to talk to Annie and Parker and see how they're doing. Why aren't you at choir with Annie?
It's 2:45. They don't get out till 3.
Choir was at 2, Kate. They got out early today, the last day before break. Didn't you look at my schedule? Kate!
Savannah, you there?
Kate!
Kate fakes phone interference and runs to pick up the children from school.
I'm late for Christmas choir now.
Lighten up, it was a mistake.
I gave you the schedule.
Miss Duff.
Principal Grimes. It's been a long time.
Not nearly long enough.
What's with you and Grimes?
Oh, you know, the usual. Hoisted his tube up the flagpole one year, hid it in the cafeteria, mac and cheese another. I think there was even a toilet involved at one point.
Principal Grimes doesn't wear a toupee.
Not anymore, he doesn't.
Not after the toilet incident, anyway.
That's awesome.
I know, right?
I think it's mean.
No, trust me, he deserved it, all right? He was always treating me like I was a bad kid. It was totally unfair.
You did that stuff, didn't you?
So?
So how's that unfair?
She's a real buzzkill.
Tell me about it.
Later at choir practice.
We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good tidings we bring to you and your kin. Good tidings for Christmas and a Happy New Year.
I'm not.
Her too.
Snitch.
Is everything all right, Annie?
Don't do it.
Annie?
She isn't singing.
Unbelievable.
Well, dear, Kate is filling in for your mother. She hasn't caroled with us for quite a while, so why don't we give her a chance to find her voice again, shall we? Let's take it. from the top.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
So you would like a new little dolly for Christmas, is that right? Well, I think you've been a very good girl, and I bet I can get you that, okay? Okay, thank you for coming to visit me.
Oh, ho, 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 ho. I think I know this little girl. And this little boy.
You ready?
I am.
Peace on Earth, hope to global warming, universal health care. And if you don't mind, I would really appreciate you getting my parents home in time for Christmas. My Aunt Kate isn't very good at the holiday stuff. We don't even have a tree up yet, if you can believe it.
Whoa, not a good move, dude.
Oh, Hank, come on, he was just playing.
He was stealing the candy cane, Kate. You know it and I know it.
Okay, he's sorry, but really, sugar makes people do crazy things. You're sorry, right?
No.
See? He's sorry. Let's go.
You know what? Hold on a second.
You know, there is one question that's just been nagging me for years.
Well, I can't wait to hear this, Kate.
Does Santa wear boxers or briefs?
Kate pulls down Santa's trousers.
She's a naughty little girl. Santa won't be visiting your house this year.
Meet back here later.
Later in the mall, Kate slumps exhausted onto a bench.
Well, you certainly haven't changed.
Why, thank you.
It wasn't a compliment.
You never were really big on compliments, were you? You're not prom material, Kate.
Okay, not what I said, and that's completely unfair, and you know it.
You took Cindy Kirk to the prom. How am I being unfair?
You told me you didn't want to go.
I was giving you an out. I didn't think that you would actually take it.
I can't believe you're mad about this. I am not the one who packed up and left town the day after graduation and never came back. Laugh away. Great. Very nice, Kate.
I'm sorry. It's just that when I imagined this conversation, it didn't involve you in a Santa costume.
But you imagined it.
Yes. And I was very composed, and I had fantastic hair.
And how did it end?
With you, on your knees, apologizing.
Me apologizing? What about you?
Me?
Hi, Hank. Hi, Katie. Am I interrupting something?
Yes.
No. Oh, you too. Just like old times. Bigger, bigger, kiss, kiss.
I gotta get going. My public awaits.
Holly sits down by Kate.
Ho, ho, ho.
So, Savannah and Brian?
Yeah, what about them?
Are they gonna make it in time for the party?
It doesn't really look like it. They're still stuck in the Bahamas.
I figured as much. The Neighborhood Association discussed it, and we all agreed if you prefer to cancel, we would be totally okay with that.
That would probably be for the best.
Of course, I mean, you? Having the whole neighborhood over for a party?
I'm not really the party type. Hey, did you just say the whole neighborhood? All out of their houses at the same time?
That's what we call a party.
And at this party, they would expect what? Food, music, drinks?
Games are always a hit.
Don't push it. You know what, Holly? The party's still on.
Excellent. Oh, I'll alert the troops.
Holly leaves Kate plotting.
While you do that, I'll do a little recon. Are you sure your mom got your dad a high-def plasma screen? Excellent choice. Spoil yourself. Tell your wife that you want, know that you need that new set of golf clubs. She deserves a diamond watch. She did give you a wonderful, wonderful child. So the store is right here on the right. Fifth store down. We'll just go right there, pick one up. Okay.
How are the grandkids, Mrs. Bradley?
They're doing great, dear.
Still living at the house on Sycamore, the blue house, right?
That's right, dear.
Nice seeing you.
You too, Kate. Bye-bye.
Kate takes notes.
Auntie Claus is coming to town.
That night in Annie's room.
There you go. Water. Blinky. Animal.
Nightlight. One more thing.
Annie reaches for a hug.
Okay, fine.
Later, Parker attempts to sneak out of the house.
You're not very good at this, are you? You know what your problem is?
You told me. I'm a delinquent.
You keep getting caught. That's your problem. You really gotta work on your moves, buddy. Today was an embarrassment. Here.
Kate puts a marshmallow on her head.
See if you can get this. I mean, you are worse than I thought. Here. Hide it. Watch and learn. Oh!
Oh. Are you okay? How'd you do that?
Simple. Create a diversion, then follow with a single fluid motion. It is all in the diversion. You try.
Oh, my knee.
Better, huh?
Where'd you learn to do that?
From this guy I know. Sort of a mentor. Best in the business.
What business is that?
Sales. Why? What did your mother tell you?
She didn't tell me anything.
Okay. So anyway, if you could see this guy in action...
Clive walks through the department store.
Excuse me, miss. I believe these are your glasses.
Sorry. Those aren't mine.
Sure. Season's greetings.
He steals the woman's wallet, empties it of cash, and discards it in a display vase. Duffy is in the kitchen department, microwaving a meal for one.
Remwood, I hear you've been looking for me. We'll cut to the chase. What can I help you with?
I heard about what happened with Kate and the diamond.
Yeah?
I still want it. I know you think I'm small time, but I can get you top dollar, and I got a very serious buyer waiting in the wings. I want in the game.
I'm at the Windsor. I'm taking bids on the morning of the 24th. You got one shot at this. Don't disappoint.
Duffy strikes a confident pose. Clive walks away, then Duffy shakes. Kate, Parker, and Annie are in a sweet shop.
Hey!
What's wrong?
Parker just stole that candy.
Annie, do you realize how much they charge for that piece of candy? Almost a buck. Know how much it costs to make? A dime. Tops. I mean, that's a 90-cent profit. Now that is stealing. Parker, he's just evening the score.
It's like you read my mind.
What about the candy makers?
The who?
The people who make the candy. They need money, don't they? For food and clothes. Oh, and Christmas presents for their kids. Mom says when you take something that doesn't belong to you, you hurt people inside their hearts.
Your mom always was a know-it-all. I mean, candy makers, who ever heard of such a thing? All right.
Reluctantly, Kate puts back the sweets she had stolen while Annie watches smiling. Back at the house.
What are we gonna do? Mom's ornaments are still in the box. We don't have a tree. Or the lights up, it's gonna be terrible.
Okay. Take a deep breath. In. Out. In. Out. All right, you help your brother unpack the groceries. I'm gonna go down the block and pay a visit to Sister Christmas, see if she can help us out, all right?
Oh. Parker! Holly?
Kate enters Holly's house. She is polishing silver manically.
Holly? In here?
Kate takes in the lack of Christmas decorations.
Wow. I was expecting mistletoe and mince pie, and instead I find...
Nothing. I like to wait until Christmas Eve to decorate the inside.
Really?
Okay, fine. I'm having a crappy Christmas. Is that a crime?
Well, if it were, I'd be doing time.
This is the worst Christmas ever.
Okay, you gonna tell me what's going on?
Mark left me. There, I said it. He left me. And now he's vacationing in Maui with the kids and Yvette.
Who?
Yvette, the Pilates instructor he left me for in September. And he's moving in with her when he gets back, and everyone will know.
Nobody knows.
I'm so ashamed.
Wait, why are you ashamed? I mean, honestly, I can't believe you married that guy. Mark Barnes was always such a meathead job.
Oh, God.
Holly, I'm sorry. Listen, these things happen. I know exactly how you feel.
You do?
Well, sure. I mean, just a few days ago, I had a guy take off on me.
Bad breakup, huh?
Yeah, you could say that. You know, you've done pretty well for yourself.
Mark's the breadwinner.
Don't do that.
What?
Give him the credit. Right, you are a very strong, capable woman.
I am?
Yes. And we women, we have to take charge of our own lives. If there's one thing I'm not, it's a victim.
Fashion victim, maybe.
In the interest of sisterhood, I'm just gonna ignore that.
I'm sorry. It just came out.
You know what you need? You need to keep busy. Preoccupy yourself.
You're right.
Tell you what, why don't you help me get ready for the Christmas party? I mean, not that I need your help or anything, but you know, just distract you.
I don't know.
Okay, fine. We'll play games.
Oh.
Hank drives up with a sorry-looking Christmas tree in the boot.
Hey, what are you doing here?
Well, there wasn't much I could do about world peace or global warming at such short notice, but I thought the least Santa could do was make Annie's Christmas wish for a tree come true. That's all I had left. This side's pretty good.
It's great. Thank you. There's not much time on the clock, so here's the plan. Holly, since I can't boil water, you're in charge of finger foods.
Right.
Parker, I want you and Hank to trim the tree. I mean, decorate it, not burn it down.
Fine.
Annie, write invitations that even Scrooge couldn't refuse, reminding people that the party's still on.
Do you want it in verse or prose?
English will be fine, thanks.
What are you gonna do?
Fine, I'll string lights. Okay, ready?
Right!
They all get busy doing their individual jobs. Parker puts Hank's sheriff's badge at the top of the tree. Oh. Hank catches Kate when she falls putting up Christmas lights. Annie and Parker play fight with spatulas in the kitchen. Holly discovers a rotten turkey with burnt-out sparklers in it in the oven. Kate unpacks a silver disco ball from a Christmas decoration storage box. Holly and Annie write immaculate guest invitations.
Everybody ready?
It's not how Mom does it.
You know what, Annie? Your mom is great at a lot of things, but your Aunt Kate, she's got a way about her that's pretty cool, too.
Let's do this.
One, two, three.
The room lights up with a mass of color.
I love it.
The disco ball might be a bit much.
Kate sees Hank outside later that night.
I really appreciate what you did today.
Yeah, it was great hanging out with you again. Felt like old times.
Yeah, it's that we were decorating trees instead of stealing them from the farm.
You know, I actually secretly had your record expunged of that.
How sweet.
Thank you.
Hank leans in to kiss Kate.
I think that's my cue.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good night.
Hello.
Where have you been? I've been calling you all day.
Don't give me a hard time, Duff. I'm exhausted.
I found Clive.
She sits bolt upright. At the sheriff's office party, a wanted fax with Kate's face on it arrives unnoticed. It falls to the floor. Kate, Annie, and Parker walk through the department store.
All right, listen closely. We're in the city on top secret business. That's all that I can tell you, okay?
What kind of business?
Like spy top secret?
Let's just say that I'm dealing with the recovery of a family heirloom.
Our family heirloom? Is it worth a lot of money?
Like gold bars and jewels?
Yes, yes, no. Yes, yes, no.
That's one too many yes and no's. I counted.
Can we go check out the new video games?
No.
Why?
Because I said so, that's why.
They find Duffy unloading a washing machine.
Oh. Well, no one's gonna recognize you in that disguise. Suburban housewife?
Is this your friend, Aunt Kate?
Kids, Duffy, Duffy, kids.
I'm Annie, Annie Cooper. This is my brother, Parker.
Hey, man. Hey, man.
Aunt Kate says New York is the greatest city in the world.
Aunt Kate.
Can it.
She said that comfort is for bottom feeders. That's where we live.
Didn't your mother ever tell you not to talk to strangers? You. Take your sister to the video game aisle. No messing around, okay? That way.
All right, where is he?
Look, you do realize this is a long shot, right? Getting the diamond back? I mean, I really do hope you have a backup plan here.
This is the score I came up with if we don't find Clive.
Oh. All right. You deliver me this, I'll get you top dollar. Nice work, by the way.
This is a last resort, Duffy. The plan is to get the diamond back.
All right, then. Let's do it.
Kate takes back her comfort neighborhood recon notes. The Windsor Hotel.
All right, you guys stay here. I'm going to go track them down.
Whoa, wait. You're going to leave me with them?
You'll manage.
But,
What's your full name?
Duffy Darwin Abramowitz.
How old are you?
28. Okay, I'm 32.
Where were you born?
New Jersey.
Apartment?
House.
Married?
Single.
Do you have a roommate?
My grandmother.
Ooh.
Look, sometimes it takes a person a while to find themselves. Don't judge.
What about your parents?
They're divorced.
How do you feel about that?
Annie hugs a crying Duffy. Clive sits in the hotel lounge looking at the diamond, smiling. Kate approaches.
You are so predictable.
Do I know you?
So help me, Clive, if you tell me I look like a soccer mom, I...
Don't make a scene, Catherine.
You double-crossed me. How could you? Hey, I told you to wait in the lobby.
You? I should have known.
Look, I can't take it. They're all over the place. I'm afraid I'm going to lose one. I'm just not good with babies. Besides, this one kind of scares me. Just call me later.
We're not babies.
Okay, just sit there and be quiet.
Yeah, so? Pulling another job, Catherine? Something involving small spaces?
They're not elves, Clive. They're children. And I'm just here to collect what's mine, what you took from me.
I'm afraid that is impossible.
I thought we were friends.
Did I ever tell you the fable about the tortoise and the scorpion?
Okay, I'm really not in the mood to hear one of your stories right now, so...
They too were friends. One day the friends came upon a river and the scorpion cried out, "I don't know how to swim." The tortoise offered, "I'll carry you, but you mustn't sting me." Scorpion agreed. So the tortoise carried him across the river. You know what happened when they reached the other side? He stung his friend. With his last dying breath, the tortoise asked the scorpion why. Do you know what the scorpion said?
You're a jerk.
Because it's my nature. It's my nature, Catherine. Yours too. We can't help ourselves.
I've done some bad things in my life, I admit. But I would never, ever leave my partner behind to get caught.
Wasn't my intention for you to get caught, just delayed while I made away with the diamond.
I deserve my share.
You're right.
I am.
But it's not gonna be so easy.
Clive places the diamond on the table and puts a sugar lump either side. Taking three upturned teacups, he performs a magic trick.
All or nothing, agree?
Like I have a choice.
Keep your eyes on the prize.
Annie Parker, watch the middle one. Don't take your eyes off of it for a second. Well?
The one on the left.
It's on the right.
Congratulations, Catherine. Your lesson is completed.
The cup Kate chooses reveals a sugar lump. Laughing, Clive places the diamond into a pouch. Parker accidentally knocks over the teapot.
Careless little.
Don't you dare.
Careful, Catherine. You don't want me to do something that you'll regret. You are a wanted woman.
Kids, it's time for us to go. This isn't over.
In the real story, the scorpion stung the turtle halfway across the river, and they both drowned. The scorpion was his own worst enemy.
So there's a 50 in it for anyone who's willing to pretend this day never happened.
Done.
I'm in.
You okay?
Yeah, I'll be fine. Would have been nice to get the thing back. Almost enough to make me believe in Christmas again.
Hey, now make sure they're close together.
They're pretty close together.
Looks nice.
Hey.
Hey.
Where you been?
Just running errands.
Because I was wondering if I could steal you away for a little bit.
Well, we have a party to get ready for and...
Go. I've got it under control.
Hold out your hand.
Why?
Just do it. Close your eyes.
Again, Kate holds out her wrists to be handcuffed.
Close your eyes.
Hank has put a corsage around Kate's wrist.
What is this?
You'll see. Come on.
Parker? Annie?
Start stringing.
Oh, cool.
Hank pulls up outside the school. Inside, the hall is decorated like prom night.
Wait, right here.
It's prom.
May I have this dance?
They dance.
You didn't have to do this.
Yes, I did. I'm sorry I never took you to prom, Kate.
I know.
You know, I really think you should apologize now.
For?
Not dyeing your shoes to match your outfit. I mean, please. You realize you just assaulted an officer. Ow.
Now that's assaulting an officer.
They lean in to kiss.
on here? This wasn't authorized. Where's that?
Not authorized. Nice. Now what?
Now we run. Come on.
The principal watches them run away. He smiles to himself.
I can't believe it's still there.
Well, you know, I come by once in a while, polish it up.
Right. So what, you never got married?
Nah. Came close once or twice, but never stuck. You?
Oh, you know me. Not really the ball and chain type. I like to keep my options open.
Kate sees her face on the front cover of a newspaper outside.
Use your tiger, you all right?
Yeah. I just need to use the restroom.
She runs outside unnoticed as Hank steals some of her ice cream. She can be seen disposing of every newspaper seen outside.
I had none of your ice cream.
Oh, yeah, better not. Where were we?
In the Bahamas, Savannah is rationing food supplies to the other resort guests.
4 peanuts for you. And 4 peanuts for
you. Yeah, I'm gonna need more than 4 nuts.
Well, I'm sorry, but everybody gets 4.
I'm sorry, but I don't remember voting you leader.
Look, this may be the only food we have for a while.
Lady, no, you're nuts.
Yeah.
Savannah, snap out of it, honey. I know you like having things just so, but life doesn't work like that. Not to us, our kids, and not even your sister. It's okay to let go.
It's just so hard.
I know. Look, I think it's over. Hey, yeah.
The guests look up to see clear skies.
Cleopatra's eye could fetch up to $1 million on the open market. It's a once-in-a-lifetime investment opportunity.
I will give you $375,000 cash.
I think we can work with that.
Not so fast. I want to see the diamond.
Of course.
Clive reaches into his pocket but can't find the diamond. He becomes flustered.
If you'll excuse me a moment.
Holly and Kate prepare for the neighborhood party.
You look great.
I look like a mom. That's better.
I'm impressed, Kate. Look at this. If only your sister could see what you've done here. She'd be proud.
I don't know about that. But I do know that I couldn't have done it without you.
True. But if it weren't for you, I'd still be polishing silver on Christmas Eve. Thank you, Kate.
So does this mean that you forgive me for wrecking your homecoming?
Don't push it.
Yeah. Come on, guys. Guests are here.
Hello. I think you should know Mark and I are separated. I'm single.
Holly drools over the incoming male guests.
You certainly have turned over a new leaf, haven't you, dear?
Very nice. We pulled it off.
It appears so. Although I did forget one thing.
What's that?
I didn't get you a present.
Well, you're here, right?
Have fun at the party.
Hank is left with Parker and Annie imitating him.
Yeah.
Come on, you guys. Come on.
Hello?
Hey, Kate, it's me.
The storm broke and we got on a flight. We should be home by Christmas morning.
Wow, that's great.
Don't tell the kids, okay? I want to surprise them. You must be relieved, huh? Finally getting out of comfort, get back to your old life?
Yeah. I'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
Oh! I'll get these.
It's the only way.
Kate decides to proceed with the neighborhood robbery.
Clockwise pattern, 3 minutes for house, back by 8:40. They won't even miss me.
She leaves via the open window. Kate goes from house to house, taking wrapped presents from under trees and piling them into her bag. Kate arrives back at the party. She reapplies her lip gloss and walks into a scene of guests playing charades.
Kate, there you are. It's your Christmas present. I want you to open it now. Since you lost your heart, I thought you could use a new one.
Kate looks down at the red suede heart pendant.
Thank you.
You, me, reindeer.
Santa is elves.
Yay!
Kate looks troubled.
I think we have a hit on our hands out there, don't you?
What's wrong? We're out of eggnog. I'm going to make a quick run to the store.
Don't be silly. There's plenty of eggnog.
Holly, if I needed you to watch the kids until Savannah comes back, no questions, no lectures, would you do that for me? Yes or no?
Holly looks worried and disappointed.
Of course I can.
Thanks.
Hank turns to see Kate leave the room.
Hey, where's Aunt Kate? I need to talk to her about something.
She's gone, Parker.
Gone? What do you mean?
She had to go. But don't worry, I'll be here until your mom gets back. It's okay.
No, it's not okay.
Parker picks up the heart pendant Kate left behind and runs after her.
Take me with you.
Parker.
I could never figure out what it was exactly, why I felt so different. But now I know what it is. I'm like you.
Parker, you're not like me. You're a good kid.
Then why are you leaving like this?
I'm afraid one day you're gonna realize that there's not a lot to like about me. Remember I told you I had a friend that showed me the ropes?
Yeah.
Well, some of those things he taught me, they weren't so good. I don't want to make the same mistake with you. And I'll deny it if ever you tell her I said this, but your mom is pretty amazing. You can talk to her.
But you said she was annoying.
Yeah, well, she's that too, but what can I say? Sisters annoy each other. The truth is, her shoes just always felt too big to fill, so I stopped trying.
But I like who you are. You're cool.
Well, don't forget, incredibly stylish. You're gonna thank me for this one day.
Wait. You forgot this. I figured you might need it, you know, so you can believe in Christmas again.
Where were you when I was 12?
Parker hands Kate the heart. Hank watches from a window as Kate drives away.
You just going to let her go?
I have to say, this is really honorable, by the way, deciding to split the diamond with Kate after everything. Taken in by the holiday spirit, huh, Clive?
Holiday spirit, right. She's become so famous.
Infamous, I think.
Whatever. Just a matter of time before the police find her, and I want to offer her some incentive so she won't take me down with her.
Boy, someone in your life must have really hurt you.
Clive and Duffy approach the house. Hank pulls Kate over.
Great. Just great.
So what? No goodbye?
I had to hit the road. Places to go, people to see, you know how it is.
Actually, no, I don't. But you certainly seem to be an expert at it.
Wait just a minute. All right, I'm not going to take the blame for this. I may never have been able to measure up to my perfect big sister, but at least with you, I knew I was enough. Then you join the football team, become Mr. Popular, and what do you know? I'm not good enough for you either.
Are you finished?
You dumped me. Now I'm finished.
Good.
He silences her with a kiss.
The pranks, the sneaking out, I only ever did that to impress you, all right? Yes, I wanted to play football. I wanted to go to prom. I'm not going to apologize for that, Kate. But don't leave again, Kate.
Hank, it's complicated.
Kate looks down and sees the heart pendant. She hangs it on her rearview mirror. The comfort sign is lit up outside. She touches her lips and smiles.
Hello?
Hello, Catherine.
What do you want, Clive?
Well, I just wanted to give you a ring and tell you what a lovely party you've pulled together.
Stay away from my family. If you so much as hurt one hair on their head.
Well, there's no need for dramatics. I'm only here for my diamond.
I don't have your diamond, Clive. And when I say your diamond, I use that term very loosely.
Let's not play games. I know you have it. The last time I saw the diamond was the last time I saw you. There are only a handful of people who can pick a pocket well enough to pull one over on me. And you, my dear, are one of them.
I hate to tell you, I didn't pick your pocket. I don't have the diamond.
The heart pendant catches her eye. She has a flashback to Parker upsetting the teapot.
Wait.
She takes down the pendant and pulls at it. It is hollow and the diamond falls out. She races back to the house.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a black horse open sleigh.
Hank enters the party to see Clive singing karaoke.
Any luck?
No. Oh, I'm sorry, Hank.
Who's that guy?
Says he's a friend of Kate's. Thick as thieves were his exact words. Actually, I think he's the ex.
Ex?
Kate told me she went through a bad breakup a few days before she got here. I think it's him.
Yeah,
told you.
I don't buy it.
Kate approaches Clive.
I cannot believe you showed up like this.
I'd be careful not to offend me. It's not my face they're looking for. And it would be all too easy to lead them here. Quite the story. Hometown girl made bad. Make your family so proud.
How did you even find me?
Your accomplice is an amateur.
Oh, nice ring.
I was thinking of getting rid of it. In fact, there's a whole box of stuff my husband gave me that I'd be happy to never see again.
You and I are gonna do just fine together.
Clock's ticking, Catherine. Mrs. Bradley says that you and the young sheriff go way back. I'm sure he'd be heartbroken to hear what you amounted to. And the children. Watching Auntie hauled off in handcuffs. Ooh-hoo.
You're a loser.
Stop that!
Now you wouldn't want that, would you?
You wouldn't.
Oh, but I would. Now, where's my diamond?
Annie stops Hank leaving.
Hey! I don't think Aunt Kate likes him very much.
Who?
That man, Clive.
That's none of my business, Annie.
I think it is. He's not nice.
Why? What do you know?
Unfortunately, at this point, I'm unable to flip on a partner. However, I took the liberty of writing down a few things, mainly as aliases.
She hands him paper with Clive's alias names written on it, taken from the conversation she'd overheard.
Thank you, Annie.
You have no leverage. Give me the diamond, or I turn you in.
Fine. Turn me in. I don't care. You'll never see the diamond again. It'll be locked up in an evidence locker faster than you can blink. Look, the deal is we take the diamond back to the city. Duffy sells it. We split it 50-50. We go our separate ways. But first, I have to return this stuff before Christmas morning.
I say we take it, leave now, and make a clean getaway.
I have to make this right for my family or no deal.
Would you like me to hold the diamond while you work? Well, I'm certainly not letting you or the diamond out of my sight again. I'm coming with you.
Where do you think you're going?
Getting in the car.
No, I'm in the driver's seat this time.
Kate and Clive return all of the stolen presents.
Did you check the list?
Twice. What are you doing?
Oh, we need all the karma we can get.
Brittany. Listen up.
Clive guesses about what goes where, ignoring the list that Kate had carefully made.
That was a great party. I have so much cleaning up to do. Could you grab that
sure.
thing, please? Thank you. Oh, don't forget that there.
Okay, there.
Thank you. Oh, gosh, there's a stain on the carpet there. We're going to have to get that cleaned tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll get that.
Oh, and that one, too.
Yeah, yes, for
and,
sure.
Oh, you have a stain on your shirt.
Oh,
there.
What's this? Mistletoe. Thank you. This is all about.
Duffy chases Holly while Annie and Parker sleep. At the sheriff's office, the police officer sees the stray fax lying on the floor. Clive and Kate creep back into the house to find everyone asleep. Hank returns to the office to look up the alias names on the database.
Sheriff, we really need to talk.
Not right now, okay, Gary?
Thank you, Annie.
Hank sees Clive's face come up under each alias name.
It's her, isn't it?
Hank looks at the fax the officer hands him. He's distraught.
We still make a pretty good team, you and I. Perhaps we should reconsider going our separate ways.
I'm done with all that.
You'll never be done, Catherine. We can't change who we are. I told you. We're bad by nature. It's just a tiny bobble. They'll hardly miss it at all.
Not flying.
Fine, I'll toss it back down the chimney on the way out of town.
This would be a bad development.
Seeing Hank's police car lights, Clive makes a run for it.
Clive Henry?
Hey, Sheriff, how about a hand here?
Oh, Kate.
Kate?
You know the scorpion thing? Turns out it was just a fable. Being bad isn't in my nature.
After stumbling on the roof, Clive hangs from the gutter and Kate pulls him up. Hank watches from the ground.
Hank.
I am really not in the market for an explanation right now, Kate. Give me your hands.
He uncuffs her.
Where's the stone?
What are you doing?
I'll say that Clive had the diamond on him and that you were long gone by the time I got here.
You can't do that. He'll tell everybody that you let me go.
And who do you think they're gonna believe? Me or a thief? Go on. You're free to go.
What if I don't want to leave?
Then you stay. With me, and you face the consequences.
Christmas morning. Presents are shown being unwrapped with surprised faces all around. Kate and Clive put back the presents in the wrong places. A boy unwraps a doll, and an old man holds up a scarlet negligee. Savannah and Brian arrive outside the house.
Well, the house is still standing. That's a good sign.
I have a feeling that something isn't right.
Oh, Mom, Dad!
Hi!
Hi!
Hey, buddy.
Oh. Merry Christmas!
Hey, welcome back.
Oh, wow.
Hey, good.
Hey, you look great. You got tan.
You look so good.
Kate and Hank walk in from the kitchen. Savannah smiles at her sister.
Merry Christmas.
There he is. Hi.
Hi.
Hey, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Who are you?
Duffy. It's a long story.
I need to say something to you. He told you, didn't he? I know that I let you down and embarrassed you. I'm sorry.
Actually, Kate, I wanted to answer your question about where you were on my list. As of today, you're right at the top. Thanks for looking after my children. Thanks for that.
Look, everybody, it's finally snowing.
Oh, wow. Hey, Merry Christmas, everyone.
We should get going. Promised NYPD I'd have it there by 2.
All right, you two, come here. Here is the deal. You're probably not going to be seeing me for, 3 to 6 years. But after that, I promise I will never miss a Christmas in comfort again, okay? Come here. I love you. Beautiful girl. You stay good.
Ah, gross.
I made brownies for you. A little nail file never hurt either if you get my drift.
It was Duffy's idea.
Thank you. Hank and Kate leave the house.
What did you say to my sister?
Nothing really.
Oh, come on. I mean, people don't usually thank you for involving their offspring in a felony offense, especially not Savannah.
I just told her the truth. You could have left, but you didn't. You came back and did the right thing. It goes a long way in my book.
And you know, as for the stone, I think I have an idea. Come on.
1 year later, back at the house she took the diamond from, Kate breaks in again. This time, she has an audience.
Always a way around the system, gentlemen. I would increase the infrared around the windows and the air conditioning vents. Any entry point's a risk.
What would I do without you, Kate? I will say, Sheriff, returning the stone, dropping the charges, hiring Kate, quite ingenious. If it weren't for you, I never would have found this gem.
We should get going.
Do we have to?
It was part of the deal.
So after Jack stole the hand that laid the golden eggs, he went back up the beanstalk to get more loot. Well, this time the giant woke up and chased him. Well, Jack barely escaped. Then he chopped down the beanstalk so he would never be tempted again, and him and his mother lived happily ever after. So you see, you don't have to go chasing up some beanstalk. The things that are the most important are right here at home. Here you go.
Kate is dressed as Santa's helper.
Are you ready to talk to Santa?
Lunch in 20, Sheriff Pond.
We left out a whole bunch of stuff. In the real story, Jack also took a bag of gold coins and a magical singing harp.
What are you, the fairy tale police? Come here. Ooh. All right, one for you.
Nice.
One for you, go. Everybody hugs. Merry Christmas to all. And they live happily ever after. Okay, so I was wrong. Sometimes it does happen.
Roll credits.